Our world incentivizes performance. The more you perform, the better you're rewarded. And the end result is that everyone wins. Jesus deals with spiritual disciplines, urging his followers to be sincere. For this is the only way to be meaningfully rewarded. This is the life Jesus rewards. So Jesus says, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father in heaven." Matthew chapter 6 and verse 1. Making a show of your spiritual disciplines publicly to be noticed and applauded by others as spiritual is worthless. Jesus identifies three spiritual disciplines and how they ought to be practiced credibly. Firstly, Jesus deals with giving to the poor, saying, "So whenever you give to the poor, don't sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be applauded by people. Truly, I tell you, they have their reward. But when you give to the poor, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Verses 2 through 4. Yes, it's so tempting to blow your own trumpet to win the accolades of others. After all, if you're going to do good works, you want people to know that and praise you for your marvelous philanthropy. Yet when you do that, that's all reward you'll get. Instead, whenever you do give money to the poor, do it without anyone knowing, for then you'll reap God's reward. And that's a far better deal. It will prove your genuine concern for the welfare of the poor. Whenever you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, because they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by people. Truly, I tell you that they have their reward. But when you pray, go into your private room, shut your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you pray, don't babble like the Gentiles, since they imagine that they'll be heard for their many words. Don't be like them, because your Father knows the things you need before you ask him. Verses 5 through 8. Making a public show of your prayers to impress people is futile, for prayer addresses God, not people. Rather, pray in private where no one sees, for this will receive God's reward, an answer to your prayer. And then Jesus teaches us how to pray. You should pray like this: "Our Father in heaven, your name be honored as holy. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their offenses, your heavenly Father will forgive you as well. But if you don't forgive others, your Father will not forgive your offenses." Verses 9 through 15. Lastly, Jesus tackles the issue of fasting. He says, "Whenever you fast, don't be gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so that their fasting is obvious to people. Truly, I tell you, they have their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting isn't obvious to others, but to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Verses 16 through 18. There's no need to draw people's attention to the fact that you're starving yourself for a purpose. Rather, when you fast, don't even let anyone know you're skipping a meal to spend more time in prayer. If you're doing it, just do it. Fasting is to seek God's attention. Join me in prayer. Dear Lord, I seek your approval above all. Help me to not parade my spiritual disciplines to earn the approval of others, but rather to be rewarded by you. Amen.